Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Welcome to another exciting and informative edition of Pensacola Business Radio. I'm your host, Stone Payton, and in the studio / Warren Averett conference room with me today is my good friend and co-host, Mr. Ryan Redhawk McPherson. How are you, man?
I am wonderful. Here we are on the home stretch for another episode of Pensacola Business Radio. What a day it's been.
It has been a marvelous day. We weathered a small crisis a little while ago. The Warren Averett folks have been such marvelous hosts for us. They absolutely rolled out the red carpet for us. They invited some fabulous guests. We've had marvelous conversations. We had a little glitch with some electricity that it was, you know, it's like several blocks wide. Didn't have anything to do with Warren Averett. But they were just so gracious and helped us respond to that situation. We still managed to get some really good business conversations recorded even during that time frame. And it left us with enough time to have our, what would you call it, the grand finale?
The cleanup crew, you know. The
I like my words better.
Okay.
So a little bit later in this segment that we wrap with on this trip, we're going to talk to the Director of Entrepreneurial Development with Florida West Economic Development Alliance, Kelly Reeser, and I am really looking forward to that conversation. But first up in this segment of Pensacola Business Radio, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce the CEO, the Grand Marshal, the Chief Mohawk, the Big Kahuna, with Robert Rubino Productions, and a lady who has put a great deal of energy, effort, and getting some marvelous results with her work with the Pensacola Network. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Miss Robin Richard. How are you?
I am great. Thank you. I was almost about to clap for myself because that intro was so fabulous. Thank you. I've never been called the Big Kahuna.
we'll sell you a clip of that and you just play it in front of your speeches.
You know how, the boxers come out with all the music and the hype? I'm going to ask Stone, can you just follow me around, please?
Fantastic.
I feel great. Well, after listening to Thomas and his coolness and excitement and creativity about what he does is amazing. So I'm in between two great folks.
Fantastic. So Pensacola Network, tell us a little bit about that organization, mission, purpose, the whole bit.
Yeah, the vision of the Pensacola Network. First, it is a thanks for being here. And the vision of the Pensacola Network is to connect people and strengthen relationships. And it really is just that simple. Connect people and strengthen relationships. We do that around economic and community development, primarily for the African American community. Everybody's involved in that. Everybody's involved and needed in order for us to meet that vision. It really is a teamwork. And so my husband and I started it about 2 years ago, 2 years ago now. We just celebrated our second anniversary. And so it is absolutely amazing. Every month we have a networking in historic Belmont de Villiers, right in downtown Pensacola. And 100 of our closest friends, whether they know they're our friends or not, come and network. We have authentic networking that happens. It is absolutely fabulous. It is the most fun you can have on a Friday night.
So in the early going, did Lloyd come home one day and just say, hey, Robin, I got this idea? Or did you come to Lloyd, or did it come together as a mutual spark? What was the genesis?
I wish I had a clean, clear-cut story to tell you, Stone, but I think people said that to us, that, you know, what he had already been doing that for 20 years, retired civil service, had already been doing mm-hmm. that for years in Fort Walton, retired from the Air Force Research Lab at Eglin Air Force Base. And so so people were saying you should bring that same concept here. Interestingly, over in Fort Walton, it's a smaller community, and so we would have on the average 20 to 30 people there every month. And people sometimes when they saw the number didn't see the impact until I started saying, I think we need to start bragging a little bit to say that these 25 people who are meeting every month, we have large deals come out of that. So uh-huh. Our largest deal was $29 million. So, you know,
right, that's money. even Ryan considers that money. Wow.
Yeah. When something has two commas in it, people pay attention. So it really is about, if you want to quantify it in terms of economic development, it is Small, it's the small things. Somebody's already written a book about this. It's the small things that matter. And so that consistency. And so when people approached him about doing it here, he said, you know, I'll do it. If you'll bring on that. What I love to do is talk to people and have a conversation to bring out information that matters to people. And so we joined both sides of our brains together and started in July of 2013.
So you mentioned something along the lines, I'm not sure if you actually used the word authentic network. Okay. So describe or define or characterize, if you would, what in your mind would mean authentic networking.
Yeah. Okay. Just not phony. You know, just not being this kind of, I'm going to do it to check a box. So I'm going to go to this networking because it's being hosted by some African-American folks and check the, I've hung out with some Black folks box. So right. That you're not going to find that in any economic course, but that's the, that's the deal, is really having that so that you can develop relationships. It's okay for you and I, people can't see you, but you're a white male. They can't see me. I'm a Black female. It's okay for us to connect. And so what we wanted to do is not only connect people, but develop, strengthen those relationships. So not just have this sort of surface relationship. Right. I know you. And so therefore, you know, I've checked my box about having Black friends, Black business partners, knowing Black people, you know, that some of my best friends are Black. So one of those type of things that really have this authentic relationship that matters, that make a difference, that you know about the person, you know about the problem, and you know about the potential. And that's what we try to cultivate, is having that consistency every month to bring people together. Real quick, I do this intentionally, and I started telling people, and so the secret's out. When I ask people to, I love photography, and so I'm not at the point where I make pictures. I still take pictures. So, but when I ask people, I ask them to get together. It may be an older white brother and a younger Black brother together. It may be a Filipino sister and a Chinese brother. And I intentionally do that. So I think the secret's out now, but I intentionally do that because I think visuals are really important. And so people sometimes need to see those possibilities. And a picture really is worth 1,000 words. So, you know, I may put you and Kelly together to show the power of gender relationships. Mm-hmm. And so when people see that, it's a subliminal type of thing, you know? So when we joked about that subliminal message, all of my jokes are funny. So I really do say that, because sometimes I'm crazy enough to believe it. But it really, and I think it just kind of gets in people's subconscious about that. And so when you're thinking about somebody, I guess I need to kind of pause and say this, that talking about and being about race is okay. We need to make it okay. And so when you're thinking about somebody, I want you to think of me as a Black woman with all this potential. I don't happen to be born Black. If I'm a doctor, I'm not a doctor who happens to be Black, because I was Black before I was a doctor. So I want people to be very authentic in having that conversation, because when we have challenges, we're not afraid to have that conversation. But when we talk about the possibilities, we shouldn't be afraid to have that conversation either. And so I want people to authentically move toward that. My beautiful skin is just a part of me as your beautiful gray hair. Did I just announce that on the radio?
It is radio.
Well, I just want you, this business can be hard on a person. When I started, I was 6'3" and had coal black hair. Now I'm 5'0" and like right there.
You can borrow some of my hair.
Did they tell you it's my birthday? I'm 52 today.
That's why I asked Thomas to bring those muffins. Happy birthday.
So this authentic level of communication of and the networking, is it the product of you having this level of candid conversation with new members or in the meetings? Or how did, I believe you, I believe you're actually producing this. How did you create it? When people come into the fold, do you just grab them by the nape of the neck and say, look, we're going to talk candidly here about race, about color, about what we're really doing here. No. We're going to make real connection. Okay.
It's just part of who we are. It's part of who Lloyd is, an electrical engineer by profession, by education and training. And so his focus was increasing as a civil servant. His focus, aside from doing his job and doing his job well, was increasing African Americans and other racial minorities in engineering. And so he did that. He works with colleges all over the United States to make sure that that's done. It makes it better for everybody. And so I think it's really who we are. It's how we probably grew up. You know, mm-hmm. when somebody tells you you can't, you go,
right.
why? And then you start, as young Thomas talked
right.
about.
Right, like Thomas, right.
You start moving ahead anyway. So I don't think it's anything step one, step two, step three when we do our networking, except for it's probably in our subconscious that we want to connect people and connect them around a whole bunch of possibilities.
And you get together on a regular rhythm. You have like Tequila Tuesday or whatever.
No, but don't give me an idea. Right. It's every fourth Friday of the month,
right.
in historic Belmont DeVilliers at DeVilliers Square. We have from 5 to 8, so 3 hours of networking, education, connecting with people. I have a conversation, about a 15-minute conversation with a business, business community government leader, again, to learn about the person, the problem, and the possibilities. And so we've been doing that for the last 2 years now.
Now, all right, so let me back up. In this, you are having a conversation and we're all listening in on it kind of thing? Like,
yes, yeah.
Oh, how cool is it? Kind of like the fireside chat type mm-hmm. thing that we try to do at events. So you're like, you're out in the front and you're talking.
Yeah, Robin Roosevelt. Yeah.
How cool Roosevelt, is
Robin
that?
Robin Roosevelt. Yeah.
All right. And so, and then are you capturing it? Or are you recording it?
We are. We record it every month. It's called the Pensacola Network Show. It's a video. And so it allows people not only to, the ones who are in attendance to reflect on it, but the ones who unfortunately could not attend to connect with people. Because I think really people want to know people on a very basic level. And so we've had, so you have Kelly here, we've had Clay Ingram with the Florida state representative, but also now who heads the Pensacola Area Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
Our first guest was Stan Conley, the president of Gulf Power. We've had Commissioner Lumen May with the Scambia County Board of County Commissioners, Bentina Terry, who heads the Restore Committee. We've had some of the Young Entrepreneur Academy folks on there, young students on there. And we've had a young lady who in March we did women in non-traditional fields. So she owns a funeral home. And so, you know, I mean, it's broad and it varies. We talk about health issues, education issues, community issues. It runs the whole gamut. Nothing's off topic. Nothing.
This is just conversation after conversation today. We've been speaking with people that in some way have found a way to be a part of and make substantial contributions to something bigger than themselves. Because you could just as easily, you and Lloyd, just stay focused on your business, not really worry about this, and or attend something if somebody else would go to the trouble of putting it together. But something... it may be you, maybe Lloyd, it's probably both of you. Something caused you to say you've got to be a part of building it.
Yeah, I think it's in each one of us. I don't think it's anything special to us, and it really is. We couldn't do it without the amazing people who come there every single month, and so we have a fantastic retention rate of people who come, and then we have people. I'll tell you, we call them virgins. We have people who come for the first time. So not only do we celebrate those virgins who come for the first time,
right.
we also celebrate the people who invited them, because we know that, you know, it's the multiplier effect. And so we're appreciative of it all. We also have partners, sponsors who pay for this. This is a free event. So we have sponsors who pay for this.
Oh, there you go.
Who see the power of connecting people. And so it's a great opportunity for them as well.
So tell me about your current cupcake sponsor, or do you need one? Because I met a guy. In a previous episode.
I have actually already invited Thomas to our, what spawned off of this, which is Sip Saver Talk, which is a culinary networking that we started about 3 months ago in partnership with the Five Sisters Blues Cafe.
It's the third time we've heard about this place today. I think we need to visit it before we leave town.
I think you need to go tonight, yes. Yeah. And it's Thursday, they have music. Do I know their whole schedule? No, but you need to go tonight.
Is this like one of the first guys we've visited with this morning?
Carter's Restaurant Group.
Yes, he just joined in. Great Southern Restaurant Group just joined in with Cecil Johnson, the original owner. Yes, and so
nice.
That had been there for 5 years, and Collier and his fantastic group just came aboard. So we're excited to welcome them into historic Belmont DeVille.
Very nice. Yeah. This Pensacola business community, they're very interwoven.
And I feel part of the family right now.
I do too already.
Yeah. You need to go get some of that fried chicken at
okay.
You'll really be part of the family then.
I'm
tell
on
Jean-Pierre
it.
I sent you.
So I know we're here today to primarily talk about the network, but let's talk about the business that you have this production for. What are you doing day in, day out?
I have Robert Rubino Productions. I've been in business with it for 6 years now. I've been in...
it's probably going to take off. You know, it's probably going to... it might work.
In 60 years, you know, I think I'll be ready to hand it off to my great-grandchildren by then. And so I started that. I've been in with public broadcast for about 10 years now, but I was previously on the air, so in front of the camera. And so this has provided me with an opportunity to share stories primarily of the African-American experience. So I started that so that I could really, so what my vision is to communicate thought-provoking ideas that make a difference. And so I do that through a number of ways. The video, the motivational speaking and training. I try to weave a little bit of those authentic stories to make that point through everything that I say. Sometimes it's ad nauseum and I back off, but it's so many amazing stories. And I just get passionate about sharing people's stories because I think that narrative is absolutely amazing. And that's my favorite word, amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we're doing here at Business Radio X. We're sharing people's stories, the people, the business, and how they're serving the community. And particularly here in Pensacola, we find that everybody's connected to this city deeply. And whether they're, you know, whatever business they're doing, you don't get this in Atlanta. You know, everybody's doing their own thing and then going home and spending their own time with their own family. Here in Pensacola, people are connected to the city and invested in seeing this city grow. And what are your thoughts about the business community here in Pensacola?
I love it. I think that the so part of that story that I did that I've done is about Belmont DeVilliers. And the stories are very deep here. So I think Atlanta, I'm going to disagree with you. I think Atlanta has fabulous stories. I think in larger cities, sometimes that it gets a little large, and so you may not be able to get down, you know, get down in the weeds. So you may see it more in Pensacola, but I think these stories are everywhere. The business community here is fantastic. There are a lot of possibilities here, and I think we keep getting these, you know, people talk about brain drain. Young people keep, you know, going to other places. I think what I've seen here in Pensacola is, I made this up, a brain rain. I think
Hashtag brain rain.
Hashtag brain rain. There you go. I think that I've seen this people. So I'm not from here. Lloyd's not from here. I think I've seen people make this an area, a home, a business home, and a personal home because there are so many possibilities here, because people will accept you with all your amazing flaws, because there are such possibilities here. And I think the business climate, while we have some challenges, there may be a little bit more red tape that you have to go through. I think people see that when you see people like a Cecil Johnson and a Collier Merrill come together, I think they really do see the possibilities here. And I think that's what keeps driving people. It's, what did you say earlier, that you can see around the corner?
Yeah.
I think there are enough people here that can see around the corner. The people who want to stay behind the wall, I think, are getting outnumbered from the people who can see around the corner.
All right. So in the near term, where are you going to be investing your time and energy? What's next for you near term?
There are so many amazing stories in Belmont DeVilliers. The one that I'm working on now is the integration of Little League in the South happened between an all-black team in Pensacola and an all-white team in Orlando. So working on that documentary. I love everything that historic Belmont DeVilliers has to offer a business person. I think the spirits are still there. Those businessmen and women were there 150 years ago. I think they're still there. And so I think there's a lot of stories to tell about that. And we'll keep the Pensacola Network. Lloyd and I will keep the Pensacola Network going as long as the community welcomes it. And when we're tired, then we'll get our grandchildren, yet unborn, to tell my children that, yet unborn, to make sure that those opportunities keep coming.
Well, I think you're probably right about that spirit, and there's no question there's plenty of spirit right here in this conference room. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Well, thank y'all. Thank y'all for having the vision to do this and putting it into action.
It beats the heck out of working, doesn't it?
Yeah, I do this all day.
Me too. And I'm looking forward to going down to Belmont DeVilliers. Is that
yes,
my
Belmont saying? DeVilliers. Yep.
Belmont DeVilliers. A half a dozen people have said marvelous things about the whole area and the restaurants and the whole bit. And the next time you guys are getting together, the next powwow, what's it?
It will be August 28th. It's every fourth Friday.
Every fourth Friday.
And you're actually, let me put a plug in, because you're actually going to the youngest restaurant in historic Belmont DeVilliers. They've been there for only 5 years. The other restaurants there have been there for 60 plus years. So you're going to the youngest restaurant. And so I think that's absolutely fantastic.
Well, it has been an absolute delight having you on the show this afternoon. You've brought tremendous energy and inspiration to a late afternoon broadcast.
Well, and, y'all give cupcakes. I'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah, pump you right up. Yeah. Get another one. Please hang out with us for a little bit if your schedule allows. We've got one or two more guests that we're going to
visit. And may I just say the website?
Yes, please. Both your production company and the network.
Great. It's PensacolaNetwork.events. Okay. PensacolaNetwork.events. And they can get all the information. They can see the speakers and the videos from all the past ones. And then my business website is RobertRubino.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you again.
Thank you.
Let's have this conversation again sometime. I mean, we'll be back. Yeah.
I'd love to. Yeah. Thank
you. All right. Next up on Pensacola Business Radio, we now have with us Director of Entrepreneurial Development with Florida West Economic Development Alliance. Please join me in welcoming to the show a very patient and inspiring young lady by the name of Kelly Reeser. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Stone. Good to be here.
Well, we are glad to have you. We had a little excitement a little earlier in the day. I understand that you had a little challenge getting up the stairs, if you will. But you're here with us now.
This is true. This is true. My I didn't take the stairs. I hopped on the elevator thinking it would be quicker to get up here to you. And as soon as I hit the button, the power went out.
So that's why the power went out. You pushed up on the elevator.
That must be it.
Well, and then you weathered the storm down there patiently and calmly. And then power came back on and you found your way here onto the Business Radio X microphone at Pensacola Business Radio.
Absolutely. I sure did. I think I sat on the floor for about 25 minutes and waited on my heroes to arrive.
Did you get cell phone signal in there?
I did. I got a little bit of work done, talked to my husband for a little while. It was time well spent, actually.
Nice.
Now, that could have been a fun production if you had been videoing what goes on in the elevator during the... Well, we are so delighted to have you. And for those of you in the listening audience who don't know this, we've been down a couple times now to Pensacola. Our intent is we are going to have a permanent studio. And the very first time we came down to do one of these mobile broadcasts, Kelly Reeser and her crew just opened their arms to us and let us broadcast from their facility down on Garden Street. And then I think you have continued to be so good to us and helping us get the word out about what we're doing, what we want to do. And then between you guys and the good folks at Warren Averett, I mean, Pensacola is just, they've treated us like gold.
Like you said, the red carpet has been rolled out, and there's no reason for us not to come back here real soon.
We're going to be back, and we're going to be back permanently, too. Now, we've had a couple of conversations, but there's stuff changing over there in your camp. There's been some developments since the last time you and I talked, even.
Very true, very true. And we really have, as an organization, evolved over the last year. We have previously been the Economic Development Division of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. And October 1, actually, of 2014, we were able to separate from the chamber for some fiscal reasons, I guess. We were we rolled out as our own separate 501c6 not-for-profit organization, and the changes that you're referring to are really just the launch and the reveal of our new brand. It's the name Florida West Economic Development Alliance. It's a little bit reverse of the way that you typically hear our neck of the woods referred to. Typically, the university has branded us as West Florida. We are the western side of the state. So when we say Florida West, it changes it up enough to say, well, I wonder what that is. And then the Economic Development Alliance just really clarifies who we are and what we do. We are a relatively small staff. There are seven of us that work in the business of business attraction, retention, workforce development, and entrepreneurial development.
So tell us a little bit about some of those efforts. I know when I was there, I saw people it looked to me like they were in startup phase, a very early stage. And so one of the things that you do over there is you provide, I guess, very modest rent and some education. And that could talk us through that piece a little bit.
Sure. Just kind of referencing my lane specifically, it's the entrepreneurship piece.
Okay.
So, of course, we have my boss and colleagues, they do some work with the attraction of a business that doesn't have any presence in Pensacola whatsoever, but is already an established business. That's the attraction piece of economic development. And then we have a colleague who works in retention efforts. So keeping the businesses in our community who already have an established presence. Workforce development, of course, spanning all of those and all of the different sectors. But then the entrepreneurial development is like I said previously, that's my lane specifically that I work in. And the primary way that we accomplish that goal is running the Gulf Coast Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship, which is the office space that you're referencing at Garden and DeVillers Street. And it's for startups in some sense, but really it's for emerging entrepreneurs. We want to say that we come in where it makes sense for you to get out of the garage, and we're just at that point, possibly right before you're able, from a revenue standpoint, to justify Class A office space rent in a building and in a more traditional office space in downtown Pensacola. So we want to be that bridge solution for the entrepreneur. We do have a selection criteria kind of based on the type of business that it makes sense to house in our facility. Our facility doesn't have manufacturing space or warehousing space or distribution logistics type facilities. But we target primarily technology companies because we are that,
right,
that office space. And we are looking for companies who are doing something innovative in their field, or they've got some proprietary piece of their business that are doing or have the ability to do the majority of their revenue from outside of the area, therefore bringing that new money into our economy, that new money into circulation in the Pensacola area.
What a cool job. Do you even consider it a job? I mean, no, I'm sure you work very hard. I know you work very hard, but what a cool way to spend your day.
I really have said that I do have the coolest job in Pensacola. I've said that publicly multiple times. And even listening to Robin as she was talking about just her passion for what she does, I feel the same way she does it on the true value of that relationship piece. And I think that that's what I love. I think oftentimes economics or maybe even economic development can be misconstrued as just numbers. It's taxes and tax breaks and dollars and cents and just deals from just a purely kind of a cold numbers type sense. Mm-hmm. And I think that entrepreneurship, and the reason that I'm so passionate about it is there's the face of the business owner, and it's the passion of the individual that you're championing through the process. And let's bring those tools that can be cold and hard sometimes. Let's bring those tools to bear. There's resources to bear. Let's connect you with the relationship with an individual who can help champion that success. So as Thomas mentioned previously, you know, he's got a passion for baking cupcakes and baking desserts and making those treats, as we like to call them in our household, making those treats available to the general public. And so what can we do and what resources can we bring to bear to make that dream a reality for you? So that is what I get to do, Dave.
Well, and we all have the benefit of your energy and effort to make that happen. And candidly, what a marvelous environment you have from which to draw based on my conversations today. I mean, the wealth of people and resources, not just able, but clearly willing to do anything they can for Thomas or for Stone and Ryan for that matter. And they met us 2 hours ago. I mean, there's just something about this environment, this business community here in Pensacola that really just clicks and they really want to help.
There is definitely a strength and an interconnectedness of the business community in Pensacola. And I do really see that from the entrepreneurial vein. When you have someone who has gone through the pains, as one of your previous guests had mentioned, when you've got someone who's gone through those pains and then they have come out successfully on the other side, we do see a great willingness of them to give back to other entrepreneurs that are coming, I say coming behind them, but those who are maybe in an earlier stage of their businesses, we do see that willingness. And I don't know if it's something in the water. Thank you, CUA. I don't know. But I definitely see that in my line of work day in and day out.
And you get to take an active role in facilitating and brokering those conversations and those introductions. And you got folks like Robin Richard out there doing it out in her part of the world. So, man, how much fun that has to be. Now, you mentioned we talked about Thomas with the YEA. Don't you have some people connected to YEA right there in your facility over there in Garden? Is that right?
We do. Part of my role in entrepreneurial development is managing that program. So I am, along with Terry and Randy Ramos with Global Business Solutions. And
two more wonderful people. I just marvelous.
Absolutely
people.
Agree. Yeah. Absolutely. They are partners with us in that endeavor. And several of my entrepreneurs that do house their businesses at the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship participate either as mentors. We got some of the techies that participate as designers and developers for the student businesses. Can bring them in as guest speakers. We had one of my favorite events this past YEA season was we did a CEO panel, and I had one of my tenants, Jeff Phillips, with the company Accounting Fly, was sitting right next to Eve Knight, who was a young entrepreneur from the previous year. So she's a seventh grader, and Jeff Phillips is a very successful entrepreneur building this business with great potential, and they're sitting there being interviewed right alongside Sandy Sansing, one of the auto dealerships in our community, and you see the spectrum of entrepreneurs and their passion. And Jeff's comment to me was, he said, well, you know, whatever Accounting Fly has done, I just was the guy sitting next to Eve Knight. So that was my favorite mental image from that whole year was I was seeing those generations of entrepreneurs right in front of us, giving back to the students.
So as this continues to unfold, and it obviously is going to continue to expand, to grow, to penetrate, what are some of the near-term milestones we can start to look for, and what can we do to help you get there? What can Robin do to get there?
Absolutely. Great question, Stone. Glad you asked. There's a place in our entrepreneurial ecosystem, and that's really the term that we've been using in recent years to describe the way that we as service providers work together to support entrepreneurship. So there is room in the ecosystem in the greater Pensacola area for everyone, for both service providers and for entrepreneurs. If you are a business, if you're a business owner and you want desire to give back, then I have tenants in the CIE that are more than willing to have that conversation and learn from your mistakes. If you're a service provider to entrepreneurs, then there are definitely places for you to get plugged in and connect with the growing entrepreneurs in our community. And we have lots of events. I really was trying to list out a few things that we've got going on this fall that in addition to the Pensacola Network that bring people together around subject matters specific to business growth and entrepreneurship. And as we've been talking about Young Entrepreneurs Academy, we are launching that program again this fall. We're looking at a late October start date, and we just opened those applications for the 2016 class. So if you're a student in grade 6 through 12, we invite you to come participate. If you've ever thought, hey, it'd be cool if I could sell my product on Etsy, or hey, it'd be really neat if I could take my lemonade stand to the next level, whatever that business idea is, or maybe you've always thought that an app for this certain application could be beneficial. We would definitely love, as a Young Entrepreneurs Academy, to help you grow that idea, develop that idea, create a business plan around it, get you some seed funding from our Shark Tank panel, which Miss Cindy Warren has been on.
Oh, and I got to hear more about that. And one or the other of the interviews, I got to hear about the Shark Tank panel
thing. It's pretty fantastic.
We'll get you some more money, Thomas. You stay with us.
Well, and that's what's amazing about it. And that's what takes, to me, the Young Entrepreneurs Academy to the next level is there's skin in the game from the business community. They're putting their dollars on the line from a sponsorship standpoint and granting it to these student businesses. And these students, I don't know what kids are like these days, but I know I never saw $1,000 in the seventh grade to, especially to build something that I thought would be cool. So it's neat giving the students the opportunity to vie for those dollars and pitch their business idea, because everything that leads up to that pitch is formative. Everything that leads up to them having to go through financial projections, again, in the seventh grade, having to look at all of those things, or maybe the 11th grade, having to put those things down on paper and think through the mechanics of what does a business really have to go through as they're preparing to launch. And then also to the high of being funded, and then okay, now that I've got the money, the rubber hits the road, and let's build a product. And then we give them the opportunity to sell or expo that product at a trade show at the end of the year. So that's kind of what we're building to between now and the end of April, is taking another group of hopefully about 20 students through that process.
Well, I've met two so far, one in each broadcast, and I've been blown away both times with the young people that I've met. So I can't wait to meet more. So I'm sure we'll have an opportunity to meet more. Now, you're also involved with the technical community, the IT community. Mm-hmm. We yes, visited, sir, with a gentleman earlier this morning with
ITware.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So that is our, that's the Gulf Coast Premier Technology Summit. It's happening October 22nd and 23rd. And we are, in the next 2 days, I believe, going to announce our slate of speakers. And we've got a action-packed day planned for October 23rd. We have speakers on the subject of cybersecurity, mobility, mobile devices, and wearable devices.
Mm-hmm.
We've got professional development for IT professionals, as well as a tech maker / incubator track. So really addressing the needs of the startup. How do you've got this technical skill, but then how do you build a business around that technical ability? So it's going to be a really exciting event. And tickets are available at itinwired.com.
I think the real great thing about that, it's going to take place at the Hilton Pensacola Beach Gulfront, and Business Radio X should be down there doing Pensacola Business Radio on there.
Well, earlier today, I saw you hammering Jim Rhodes about being there, and I actually do think we probably
are. No, that's a great idea, and just remind again, October 22nd, 23rd, you can go to iTinWired Summit 2015, or contact Kelly Reeser directly at kreeser@pensacolachamber.com.
There you go.
He sounds so professional. That's how they do it, like on the radio.
That's how the real folks do it. You're right. So that's going to be exciting. So you're expecting a big turnout. And you're going to be having some great events. And so even if you're just a spectator and you're interested in that community, maybe not necessarily presenting, you come on down and be involved and feed off that energy as well.
Absolutely. That's so true. And the interesting thing about I-10 and I-10 Wired, everybody always says, well, is that associated with the interstate? Well, no, not at all. It's ITEN. It is an acronym for Innovation Technology Entrepreneurs Network. So I-10 Wired Summit. The summit date, again, is October 23rd, and itinwired.com is where you can find out more information and register for the event.
Well, I would ask you about all the other things that you're into, but I don't know when we'd be done.
Yeah.
But is there anything else you want to make sure that we get out to the folks or mention with regard to events or that kind of thing?
Well, at this point, I would say that Young Entrepreneurs Academy applications are open. I-10 Wired Summit registration is open and live. And we've got an action-packed fall for the Pensacola area, both in the tech community and the entrepreneurial community. And so I would say I would love to, if you are an entrepreneur, or if you're interested in entrepreneurial development, I would absolutely love to speak with you. Again, as you mentioned, My email address is kreeser@floridawesteda.com. Change a little bit from the Pensacola Chamber.
It's okay. But, we'll contact you on both platforms.
There you go. Yeah. Both of them come my way. Yeah. And our website for Florida West is floridawesteda.com, or for the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship is gulfcoastinnovation.com.
Well, we certainly would love to help you continue the good work that you're doing over there, your mission to help businesses and entrepreneurs succeed here in Pensacola particularly.
Thank you.
Kelly, you and your team, you've been so gracious to us. You've really just embraced us with open arms. We sincerely appreciate it. We look forward to returning the favor and have thoroughly enjoyed both trips down here. And as soon as Ryan gets it all figured out, we're going to have permanent space here somewhere in the very near future. Great, and we're going to try to make this kind of thing available for folks to come and share their story, you know, every day and week in, week out, but you're doing wonderful work.
Great, Stone. Thank you so much. We've enjoyed having you.
Yeah. You going to hang with us? We got one more guest we're going to visit with.
Absolutely.
The headliner, I think, for the whole day.
The cleanup hitter is what we call it, right?
Is that the right word? Yeah. Cleanup hitter?
Well, you know, the grand slam, we got to take it home, right. You know, make sure we, you know, get everything.
You're going to make Kelly feel like she's the undercard. No.
She didn't feel that at all.
No.
No, we're delighted to have this lady with us. She's with a company that's made it all possible today. She's member, president, Warren Averett, LLC. So member of Impact 100, and what's the title associated with each of these? But Cindy Warren is the lady that's coming. Welcome to it's late in the afternoon, Cindy.
It's been a long day.
It's been a long day. Cindy, we're delighted to have you.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
So you are with Warren Averett?
I am.
Is there some connection to the fact that you're a Warren and it's Warren Averett? Is that a coincidence?
Or? It's a coincidence, but it really makes for a good story.
Yeah, I'll bet. I'll bet it does. All right. So here at Warren Averett, you're a practitioner. You're someone who works here and does
right.
What?
I am a partner here with Warren Averett. Uh-huh. I'm actually the managing partner for this Pensacola office.
Okay.
And I practice on the CPA side in the area of tax. So all the fun stuff that people love to not talk about is what I get to do.
Well, I'll tell you what, it gets unfun in a hurry if you don't work with a professional like Cindy. We're very fortunate at Business Radio X. I don't think it's any secret, and I don't think we've made it any secret that we are Warren Averett clients. And I guess at some point we'll have enough business that we feel like we have all kinds of problems that we need to work through. But in the 2 years that we've been a client, I think it seems to have gone extremely smoothly. Very professional outfit to work with.
We have the greatest group across our entire footprint, so that doesn't surprise me at all that you found great people to work with. And you know, you guys keep sticking with Warren Averett and all the great advice they're going to give you, and you're gonna find that you need them forever.
So we have enjoyed the relationship from that standpoint. We, we're getting the services that have been promised to us. They're well delivered, and we know we're working with a credible firm, and that's great. And I think the reason Warren Averett got on our radar in the first place was this predisposition for the people in the Warren Averett family to invest, and I don't necessarily mean money, but invest in other people's success. Up in Atlanta, there's an organization called Tie Atlanta. And Warren Averett is very involved in helping. And they have like a part of that organization where they're young people. TYE, the young entrepreneurs up there. And you see the Warren Averett folks. From the office, and I mean like Dick Ingerson, like
right.
the big kahuna there in that part.
Exactly.
And if you go to a Ty event, Dick Ingerson is there. You reach out and say, hey, we want to interview Ty and we'd like to talk to somebody. They'll send Dick Ingerson to the studio, you know. At any rate, Warren Averett is very good about, giving to the community, contributing to the community, and particularly around entrepreneurship. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, sharing our success is actually one of our core values for our firm. And there are so many ways that we do that. We do that both corporately and individually. You know, we do encourage our folks to be involved in the community and to make a contribution and really to give back and share what we have gotten from the community, then we turn around and try to share that back. Warren Averett is so supportive of that. We have an initiative where if our younger team members want to volunteer, they get hours credit toward PTO days for the hours of community volunteer time that they have put in. The firm sponsors a lot of events. Each individual office is, of course, involved in their own community. Volunteer days where we go out and we might paint some buildings. We might clean up playgrounds. We, wash puppies at the Humane Society and stuff like that. So the firm is very encouraging. We have a volunteer t-shirt that we everybody wears on their volunteer day. You know, we kind of look like we're on a field trip.
That's great.
And have a great time.
And how quick did these guys open their doors to us to let us broadcast live? Like when we shared with the folks at Warren Averett, look, we want to go do some work down in Pensacola. I mean, less than 48 hours, probably closer to 24. You guys put this thing together. You invited great guests for us to visit with, and you just carte blanche, laid out your conference. We can't thank you enough for that.
We are so glad that you guys are here today.
It's fun. Isn't this fun, though, to get these folks together and learn about their story?
It is a lot of fun. And, what you find when you begin to get so involved in the community is that no matter how involved you already are, there are so many more things that you don't know about. Mm. So many people who don't know about what's going on in the Belmont DeVillers
My God, they will today.
Somebody who doesn't know about the Young Entrepreneurs Academy and all the people who are investing in all levels of our community. So the more you get involved, the more you want to be involved, because you just keep finding out more and more great stuff.
So Warren Averett, it wasn't always, or at least I don't remember when I grew up here, not that I would necessarily know because I wasn't as entrepreneurially focused as Thomas over here, but I don't remember Warren Averett. Did Warren Averett come in and partner with, buy, merge, whatever the word is, another established firm? Or how did that come to pass?
Yes. This firm in Pensacola, our footprint, and across the Gulf Coast was previous to 2012, was O'Sullivan Creel. And O'Sullivan Creel was a regional firm with offices Foley, Pensacola, Fort Walton Beach, and Destin. Mm-hmm. And so we were a pretty large firm as regional firms go. And we had been combined for a long number of years and had the opportunity in 2012 to merge with two other firms, a firm that was based in Birmingham, Warren Averett, Kimbrew, and Marino, and then a firm based in Montgomery, which was Wilson Price, Branco, and a lot of other names.
Well, I'm impressed that you remembered that many. Yeah. I think it was a good move to shrink it all down to two.
And so we came together, merged in January of 2012 to become Warren Averett across the entire footprint. We created an incredible firm for our clients to be served and for our people to have great opportunities in. We ended up, now we have more than 800 people in our firm. O'Sullivan Creel had probably 150 people. So we've grown to about 800 people across our entire footprint. We're the fourth largest firm in the Southeast.
Did you realize that they were this large?
I had no idea.
I mean, they have a nice office space, and it's a nice, we're in our neck of the woods in Sandy Springs.
Right. But they're always great, or tweeting and retweeting everything that we sent out and put it at Warren Everett. So whoever's running the Twitter account, kudos to them as well. But let's talk a little bit about your backstory for a moment. Are you a Pensacolian? Or what brought you here?
I am a Pensacolian. Right. Well, I grew up near Pensacola. I went away for college and then came back, 20 years ago. So mm-hmm. I'm really a Pensacolian.
So you've seen it change. We've talked about this all day long about how there's a revitalization going on, particularly here in the downtown. Mm-hmm. But the network of people, the community of businesses, has it always been that way? Everybody always been so friendly and so supportive? Or is that just because of this renaissance we're experiencing
now? It was after
now?
Cindy got here.
Exactly.
Cindy made it happen.
I think there has always been a group of people who have been tight-knit and supportive. There are there's a group that goes way back, and Mort O'Sullivan, who's one of the founders of our O'Sullivan Creel firm, it's like he knows everybody. And there are people who you always know you can call and you can count on. And those people are always the ones who support. But that group keeps growing because as they invest mm-hmm. and learn about other businesses and other entrepreneurial opportunities and invest in those and encourage those, that's what I think really kind of has it on fire.
It is.
And continues to grow.
It's on fire and it's growing and it's spreading all around. And we've seen it here all day long with every single one of these guests. And everybody, again, has a passion for this town called Pensacola.
So walk me through, how many offices do you have at this point?
At this point, we have 15.
15 offices. And it's largely in the Southeast?
Yes. Yes, we do have an office in Texas.
Uh-huh.
We do have an office in the Cayman Islands.
Oh, now you're talking.
Let's go.
And, you know, I'm trying to get on that rotation, but I haven't really made that one yet.
Right.
But our offices are in Alabama, Atlanta, and then in Florida, here in the Panhandle, as I said, and we have a Tampa office as well.
Okay, so now your individual practice or your specialty, you have to be good at your craft. But you got to be good with people too,
yeah.
Right? To be. So, can you talk about balance? Isn't the right word? Integrating those two, or
from the management standpoint,
or just being a successful CPA, and you have and having to be technically competent, and you got to deal with the Ryans of the world, right?
That's, that's tough.
Well, I think part of what makes, you know, sometimes people think that CPAs are boring and CPAs, you know, we're all about the rows and columns and the numbers.
Right.
But I think really what the most successful ones are about is relationships, because your relationships are what make that row and column, you know, kind of work rewarding. You're able to make a difference in the lives of many people by helping them plan a huge transaction or just making them feel better about, you know, where they're going, helping them have a roadmap. They want it. They're here. They want to be at a different place, helping them find that roadmap. And so it's that desire to nurture those relationships really and be a partner to your clients that I think makes the most successful CPAs and really, I guess, any kind of business person.
So what counsel, if any, would you have to offer entrepreneurs all the way from someone who's really just getting the thing off the ground like a Thomas to maybe someone that's really pretty established but may need to make a change? I don't know that I even know what questions to ask. Like if I were considering engaging a CPA, what should I be looking for? What kind of questions should I be asking? Any counsel to offer on that front?
I think that as most of our clients are very entrepreneurial minded, what you want to find out is, how are you going to help me get there? You know, what tools and resources do you have that is different from the tools and resources that another firm may have or that someone in a different discipline who's not a CPA might have? Because there sometimes comes a trap where people say, oh, I don't think I need a CPA. I have a bookkeeper. And those are really great and they're needed and they have a place. But when you're talking about long-term planning, and it can be anything from cash flow planning, writing a business plan, your estate planning, if you are more established in your business, succession planning, and how, you know, not only where are you right now? Where do you want to be? And how do you want to get there? And then what do you want your legacy to be when all is said and done and you have achieved these goals? And how flexible is someone with you? You know, you don't have a plan today and you achieve your goals in 10 or 15 or 25 years. That plan changed very much on the way. It was very fluid.
Yeah.
You know, we all know that life happens.
You better believe it.
And so you don't need someone who's going to say, okay, this is a great plan. Now you're going to have to go do these five things and you're going to succeed. You need someone to help you over those road bumps in the way. And be flexible with you, who also is entrepreneurially minded, who can help you find creative ways to do things and overcome certain barriers that you may encounter.
And this is an entrepreneurially minded outfit. Mm-hmm. Warren Averett, just across the board, you just are. And then obviously you have individuals who are, but just the confidence that you exude and the competence that you exude when you're talking about real business issues gives me a level of confidence in the company in general and in you as a practitioner.
I think that one of the great things about the merger is that we do have so much talent. You know, we had a lot of talent in O'Sullivan Creole when we had 150 people, but you know, sometimes you kind of have to rein that in and you have to focus, because as much talent as you may have to perform this particular service or serve this group, if that's not enough to really keep you busy all the time, you really can't always focus on that as much. And so what we found is that this merger has allowed us to let people become experts and do the things that they like to do and that they enjoy doing. And then we have this firm-wide resource. And so I'm very confident in our team that if I don't know the answer to your question and I don't have someone in this Pensacola office who does, I'm very confident that over our entire footprint and 800 people, I can find someone who does.
How nice is that to be able to lean on that?
That's great. That's a great resource, and you should lean on them because they have the answers for you.
Absolutely. All right. So where can our listeners go to learn more? Website, email, phone, whatever is appropriate.
Website is warrenaverett.com. And my email address is cindy.warren@warrenaverett.com.
Well, thank you so much for participating in this segment, but also for hosting us. It's been a wonderful time.
Well, you guys showed a lot of flexibility with your schedule today and our little power issues, and we're glad you're here.
I hope you
come back very often.
Well, you can absolutely count on that. This has been marvelous. Thank you so much. I think that's a wrap for this one, though, huh?
I think so.
It's been a success.
I do want to say one more time, happy birthday to you, Stone Payton.
Oh, happy
thank you so
Stone.
Much. Yeah, for making all this happen and letting me along for the ride. I've thoroughly enjoyed this here today, but you're right. It's time to wrap this one up, put a bow on it, and mail it to mama.
All right. So for Ryan McPherson, this is Stone Payton. This is a wrap for Pensacola Business Radio. Mm-hmm.